This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back, or welcome me back, to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, I know, a little fast, right? 855-REAL-JOE, that's R-E-A-L-JOE, or 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. You really do need to be part of the conversation, right? And, you know, help me understand what you want to hear. Because, again, we can do politics 24-7, but everybody else does that. I want to hit the crazy stories you don't hear anywhere else. I want to hit the crazy stories, the social stories that are just nuts and crazy. Head up to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Give me your email address. Because if you give me your email address about once a week, maybe twice, I send out an email, you know, what's going on, what's happening, how you can get involved and engaged. Or you can text. There's a little SMS tag. Click on the SMS tag. And it'll give you the ability to put your phone number in, and we text you once or twice a week. I will not beat you up with it, I promise. Seriously. Hollywood mega producer wants to punish a lawmaker, or all lawmakers actually, who support traditional marriage. So we're not dealing with those people that want to live in harmony and peace. No. No, no, they want total control. See, I've been telling you this for years. I do have a clue. When you look at what they write, when you look at what they want you to do, when you look at how they want to engage with you, they do not want anything to do with equality. They don't want you to have the same chance. You're either going to do it their way or you're not going to do it at all. They're going to put you down, cause you to lose your job, maybe you lose your friends because of the nasty, ugly things they'll write about you. Because they have friends in the entertainment industry. It happens in my area all the time. We have people that are associated with the entertainment industry. They try to get me and others in trouble. The problem they don't seem to get, I don't care. See, I'm not saying or doing, I don't say what I say to be the shock jock they call me. I don't say what I say because I think it sounds cool and it might get me some brownie points somewhere. I say what I say. I lay out what I lay out to get you to think. Why are you a Democrat? Why are you supporting someone like this who hates traditional marriage? So the best way to get me to come in line with you, and see, you talk about a bully, you talk about fear, that's what they're playing on here. You know that as well as I do. Again, it's really funny. Most people on the right don't care who you're sleeping with. The people on the left want to make sure that we know who they're sleeping with. We say we don't care, then we're homophobic. God, I've always been bad with the English language. This makes it even worse because they change it so often. The Hollywood producer behind Glee and America Horror Story has declared war on politicians who support traditional marriage and oppose letting men who identify as women use the ladies' room. Ryan Murphy declared war during a politically charged address at a pro-LGBT gala in Los Angeles. And ready for this one? Are you ready? Listen carefully. Listen. This is your fault. That's right. If you're listening to the station, you're a conservative. This is your fault. You know why? Get the name. Write it down. Ryan Murphy. You look up every show that he produces. You look up every organization that he's part of, okay? And you have one of two things you can do. Instead of playing Angry Birds on your phone, pick up the phone and call those organizations. Tell them you'll have nothing to do with them because of him, okay? And for those of you who are watching Glee or reruns of Glee, I don't think it's on anymore, or American Horse, stop. Stop funding these people. Stop giving them money. Stop supporting them by watching their garbage. We do this. We're closet hypocrites. We don't even know we're doing this sometimes. You have people that hate certain singers. Who's you know, one of the most egregious singers we have is what? What's? Give me a female singer that's like so far to the left that she's laying down. You don't know who's the country singer Winona Ryder. What's the other Ryder girl?
Oh, Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd, right? I mean, if you go to her concerts, you buy her music. Shame on you. Yeah, you heard me.
Ashley Judd's an actress, not a singer.
Whatever. Entertainer. How's that?
Yes.
And you like that? She's got a different last name. How'd that work out? I thought they were sisters.
No, you said it's Winona Judd and Ashley Judd.
Oh. What do I know?
Nothing, apparently.
Oh, God. It's because I give celebrities no place in my life. I don't care because my attitude is, what do you do for a living? Come on, anybody? You make believe you're somebody else. You lie for a living. You have to live in a fantasy world for a living. I'll get back to this in a second, but I want you to think about that. All these celebrities who care so much about the environment, they care so much about people, they care so much. What do they fly around in? Right? Most of them fly in private jets. That, you know, when you think about it, mile for mile, they burn like five times what a regular jet burns for fuel. How many people are they feeding? How many people are they housing? Pelosi, tear down your wall. You got plenty of room. You could harbor, you could put about 1,200 to 1,500 of these people in your yard. What's the problem? Anyway, stop supporting these people is what I'm getting at. Stop it. Ryan has declared war during a politically charged address at a pro-LGBT gala in Los Angeles. I want these hateful... Well, we'll do this after the break. You'll have to come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wise guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. You listen to Real Side On GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Nothing says Christmas like Alice Cooper. It's Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, so, I mean, seriously. Talking about these Hollywood freak toys. Right? And Tammy told me during the break, what was it? The Judds. Winona came out when the rest of them were getting crazy about singing at Trump's inauguration. I get not at Ocasio's inauguration, just right Trump's, right? Because she's still waiting to be inaugurated. Anyhow, she came out when all the other entertainers were being stupid, as most of them are. I'm sorry, I don't want to hear their politics. I think when they do a concert and they start talking about their politics, it just shows you how ignorant and stupid they're being. I didn't come there for that. Want my money back. Anyhow, so she went on to say, Winona said that it's an honor. No matter who's in that office, it is an honor when the president asks you to sing. So let's give her a little honor as she honors the other king. Come on. Christmas, if you're driving, there's no dancing.
Without you.
I want the Elvis Presley one.
I'll be so blue.
We should have got red hair in that picture.
Thinking
is it?
About you.
All right. Anyway, that was from 1993. It's like 12? No, she couldn't be 12. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Look, you know what? I do believe in giving honor whom honor is due. You know what I mean? I mean, seriously, if people are going to stick up for what they believe in, she took politics out of it, which is the way it should be. And she's right. It'd be an honor. Look at, I know, I'm going to swallow my tongue on this one. But you know what I mean? Even under Obama or, what's that other guy's name? Billy Bob. If they invited me to do the opening monologue, I'd do it. I wouldn't blow them off. I would do it. Mostly so I could say I was in the White House. And mostly so I could say, hey, I got thrown out of the White House. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, so you guys keep supporting Hollywood, which is why they keep making money at this. And they don't care what the minority says. When I say minority, I'm not talking about blacks, Hispanics, or anything like that. I'm talking about us-ins. Right? They don't care about us. Because you, the generic you, will still go buy their product. So Ryan Murphy declared war during a politically charged address at a pro-LGBT gala in Los Angeles. He said, I want these hateful and wrong politicians to go and to stop polluting our moral and ethical ether. Who's their moral and ethical ether? You mean all of you that uncovered the Me Toos? All of you who told on the Weinsteins, all of you in that particular movement who never said a word about the child pornography, the child sexual assault that went on at Nickelodeon. Yes, I mentioned it by name because you can find it all over the internet. Really, seriously. And you got some kind of moral outrage? See, they call that hypocrisy in my dictionary. You have no right to be outraged by anything that you've kept your mouth shut over. And guys like you have kept your mouth shut over these kind of things. Anyway, and you go after people who believe in same-sex marriage. We become the enemy. Take God out of the picture for a minute. You're telling me that Mother Nature has decided that the way to procreate and replenish the earth is against nature? What are you, got an IQ of 3.5? Come on, think it through. You talk about equality and getting along with everybody and all that other stuff. You don't mean it. You're full of... Your eyes are brown for a reason. We'll put it that way. Based on this fall, I think it's now possible to create a movement to protect and nourish our own. See, they have separated themselves. They have carved themselves out and say, we're a different breed, a different type, and we need to stand up for ourselves. Murphy announced that his new multi-million-dollar organization that will target anti-LGBTQ candidates running for office. Now, what does he mean by that? That would be my question. Anti in what way? I've never called for anybody in the LGBT community to be hurt in any way. See, my religious belief won't allow it, number one. And my humanity won't allow it either. But where the left really gets this big blurred line, or where the first one starts, I should say, is when me, as a conservative Christian, doesn't agree with you and your lifestyle or whatever you got going on. It's not a disagreement. It's a hate moment for you. For me, it's simply a different agreement. When you walk up, Mr. Murphy, when you walk up and introduce your husband in a same-sex marriage, I don't say, oh my God, you heathens, you sinners, you nasty. We don't do that. If that's what you've chosen to do, that's between you and your God or no God. It's not between me, you, God, 5 million other people. But that's not how you guys feel. Not at all. And I've actually been a target of that. From somebody who I thought was a friend. Until you find out truly how they feel, truly what they think. If you are not 100% on board, you can't, listen, it's not even being 100% on board with them. This is the other part of it. You have to totally denounce any kind of traditional thought you have when it comes to marriage or sex or anything along those lines. He said, why don't you consider ever targeting the people that are causing the problem here, he said. The homophobes, the trans naysayers, and the small, restricted, and dangerous minds. Look it, first and foremost, if you don't know how to use the English language, why are you even talking? See, homophobe means that you're afraid of somebody, of something. Right? Isn't that what the word phobe basically means, translates to? I'm not afraid of gay people. And morons like you will call friends like my buddy Xander Gibb, who's gay, you call him homophobic, which shows where your ignorance actually is. But yet, I'm the ignorant one. Oh no, I'm far from done with this, people. Come on back, I got a lot more to say about this. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have-
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
Terrific people, mostly well-known, but terrific people.
President Trump at the White House asked by reporters about his search for a new chief of staff, John Kelly leaving at the end of the year.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff, yes. Five people. Really good ones.
Bomb threats emailed to multiple locations across the country. This triggers evacuations and sweeps of several buildings. Threats in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Seattle, Miami, and Atlanta, where the Super Bowl will be in February. Email threats also being received at locations in Vancouver, Ottawa, and Toronto, Canada. USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Dozens of bomb threats are being reported across the country at government buildings, libraries, schools. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Listen, Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address and or, you know, set it up so we can text message you. Because, you know, the reality is that most of these social media platforms are doing everything they can to shut guys like me down. Apparently, not YouTube, one of the other ones, I think it was YouTube, pulled down over 80 million. I'll talk about that more later on, but I think it was close to 80 million videos. I know 2,800 of them were ours. Yeah. They decided we no longer had the right to make any money off of them. It was nice of them. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was talking about it's not this particular person that bothers me. It's the lies behind the left saying they want equality for all. They don't mean it. They want control. Let's just be real about it. And then those of you who keep supporting Hollywood, and then want to complain about things going on. Complain about the stories they put up. Complain about the shows they put up. Then stop supporting them. I mean, this fella here, Ryan Murphy, he was a producer on Glee and America Horror Story and others, announced that he has a new organization that will target anti-LGBTQ candidates running for office. All offices, local and otherwise. Now, if we're really supposed to have a representative government, let's just say this. We're supposed to have a representative government, right? And the left always gets nuts when a community has blacks and Hispanics in it, but a school board or a water board has no blacks or Hispanics on it. Doesn't represent the community. So let's take some of their logic. What do you think? Let's say your community is 0.01%. Oh, I'll even give you a better one. It's 1% LGBTQ. Now, they'll try to tell you it's 30. It's not true. Okay, the percentages, unless you live in West Los Angeles or places that are, again, because it's a representative government, which I don't have a problem with this. We have West Los Angeles in California, near Los Angeles, obviously. And pretty much everybody on their town council and boards and all that are all, you know, gay or lesbian. Because the community is made up of mostly gay and lesbians. And that's okay. Because that's what we're all about, right? Representative government. Now, they don't see it that way on the other side. You can have 1% of the gay community. Right? You can have 2% of the black community, 2% of the Hispanic community, and the rest could be white, and they get very upset when a board is 5 white people. Which is why I go back to, they're not interested in equality, they want control. He says, why don't we consider it targeting the people that are causing the problem? What's the problem? See, he sees it as a problem that maybe I don't agree with same-sex marriage. Maybe I don't agree with a gay or lesbian lifestyle. Maybe I don't agree with a trans... I mean, I go down a whole list of things. And if I even allude to any one of those, I have no business being in office because the other 98% don't matter. They don't count. And we shouldn't because we don't fight. You don't fight, you don't get up, you don't get out, then too bad. Deal with it. You get what you get. He said they will initially target 20 national leaders, including Mike Lee, Susan Collins, Senator Lindsey Graham, and Steve King. All Republicans, all conservatives. Let's show Representative King that Queens are not having it, Murphy said. Look at that, even making fun of himself. Lee introduced a religious freedom bill designed to protect Americans who believe marriage is between a man and a woman. Right? And again, I want you to understand something. Not Lee, right? But Ryan Murphy will have you, will want people in office that will put you in jail and close your business down for not being willing to make a cake for them, for not being willing to photograph them or do photos of them. Right? Come on, push this through. Give it some thought, if you would. It's really scary when you see these things. It's really scary when you hear these people talking. Some of you, you blow this off. It's just conversation. It's not a big deal. Well, if it's just conversation, it's not a big deal. How do we get a Democrat-dominated Congress or House? Explain that to me. Right? How? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really? It infuriates me that we let this stuff fly by. We don't give it a whole bunch of thought. Mr. Lee is a future leader of the GOP who just committed himself to bad old days by introducing what's been called the vilest anti-LGBTQ religious freedom bill of our time. So we want to say see you later. This is where evangelicals, conservatives, need to get up and push back. And not a little bit, and not be the stereotypical conservative Christian who goes, oh, well, I don't want them to feel bad about themselves. I don't want them this. We can live along with them. Yeah, you can live alongside them. They can't live alongside you. You repulse them. He just said it. It's not just words. It's real for them. It's their religion. They hate you. The people who say love trumps hate you. The Religious Freedom Bill has nothing at all to do with taking their rights away. It has everything in the world to uphold the rights of a guy like me who may not want to officiate your same-sex marriage, who may not want to do the photography for your marriage, or having a production company not want to do your video. And it won't. And I think it shows how loony you are. What, are you going to get your point across? You're going to feel good about yourself because you forced somebody to do your wedding cake? And I'm telling you, all you Christian store owners, let's say photographers, cake companies, all of those. If you are forced in your state to do something, this is what I'm telling you to do. Listen to me. You want to keep them from coming in? You want to keep them from asking you? You put a nice big sign on your wall. Okay? And you say, all monies paid for services rendered against our will be donated in full. And if you really want to get them, you say, and matching funds will be added and sent to Focus on the Family. They will throw up in your store. Really. This is the way you fight them back. You say no, they threaten to sue, say no problem, we'll make the cake. And then if you want to call me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, I'll tell you how to make the cake. I'll tell you what kind of film to use when you're shooting their pictures. See, I wouldn't understand why you would want somebody in your, you know, actual celebration of any kind. I know there's people in town around me that actually hate me, physically hate me. Why would I invite them to my birthday celebration? Why would I invite them to my swearing-in party? Why would I do that? Makes absolutely no sense. Maybe I'm the one that's off. He went on to say, listen carefully, we are going to send a message which says you cannot make discrimination against us a political virtue anymore. You cannot keep killing our vulnerable young people by promoting and nationalizing your rural, close-minded, anti-constitutional viewpoints. The problem is that the Supreme Court, who apparently the left doesn't believe is smarter than them, has decided this is not anti-constitutional. This is constitutional to do that, to refuse to do that kind of work. You cannot keep killing our vulnerable young people. Sure, I'll believe you mean that when you stop killing our young people in the womb. Funny how you push for that. You're good with that. And the word rural, you all know that that's code for gun-toting, Bible-clinging patriots who live in the heartland. The same ones that voted against you guys last time. See, they would make it illegal to go to church, for God's sakes. Let's just be honest about it. Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Guess what? The migrant groups want from the U.S. taxpayers. Oh, and they do want. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, opening your mouth and actually doing something and not just complaining. Man, I got all kinds of fun stuff to scream about tonight. I got more stories I can get through in a week. But really the one that I'm enjoying the most. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots happening up there. Give me your email address. I send out an email a week. I don't beat you up with it. I don't make you nuts. I hope I don't make you nuts with it. And you can delete any part of it you want to. Or delete the whole thing. Or unsubscribe. I really don't care. It's up to you. If I make you happy and I keep good things coming across, good stories coming across, we're good. But apparently, these wonderful migrant groups that are coming to America because they want to work, they want a safe life. Apparently, $50,000 can buy your safety. Two groups of Central American migrants made separate marches on the U.S. consulate in Tijuana demanding that they be processed through the asylum system more quickly and in greater numbers, that deportations be halted, and that President Trump either let them into the country or pay them $50,000 each to go home. So I'm thinking about taking a Spanish-speaking class this weekend, flying down to Tijuana, and trying to push my way through the line, and maybe I'll get $50K to go home. On the month, 1 month anniversary of their arrival into Tijuana, Caravan members are pressing the United States to take action, but they're dwindling in numbers, right? I mean, they're coming in, even the Mexicans don't want them. The Mexican government doesn't want them. Tijuana mayor doesn't want them. They've left the place a mess. It's nothing but destruction every place they go. Approximately 700 have voluntarily returned to their country of origin. 300 have been deported. 2,500 have applied for humanitarian visas into Mexico. That's according to one Caravan member who met with the Mexican officials on Tuesday. The group of unaccompanied migrants, about 3,500, are presumed to have either crossed illegally in the United States or moved to other Mexican border cities or just fallen through the cracks. Mexico's National Institution of Migration did not respond to requests by news media for information. The first group demanding action numbered about 100. They arrived at the U.S. consulate about 11 o'clock. The migrants said that they were asking Trump administration to pay them $50K each to allow them in. Now, $50K for them, what, they can live off? They can live like 2-3 years off of that, can't they? More. I mean, that's better than unemployment here. When asked how the group came up with the $50K figure, organizer Alfonso Guerrero Uloe of Honduras said that they chose that number as a group. How much do you think you go for? No rhyme or reason. These are the same geniuses that said, come on, we'll storm the border. And I'm sure they'll let us in. It may seem like a lot of money to you, Uloe said, but it's a small sum compared to everything the United States has stolen from Honduras. The group's letter criticized the American intervention into Central America. They gave the U.S. consulate 72 hours to respond or else we'll go home. No. They said they had not decided what to do if their demands were not met. Well, that's good. It's good to have a plan. Maybe they'll sleep on it. I don't know. I don't know. We'll decide as a group, Uloe said. The second letter delivered around 1 o'clock came from a separate group of the Caravan members. Now we got two. They can't even get together. They told them they better speed it up. Specifically, the group asked U.S. immigration officials to admit 300 asylum seekers now, right this minute. Officials admitted between 40 to 100 asylum seekers. The group of migrants said that the slow pace violates America and international laws. They call for an intermediate process. You know what? Here's the funny thing about it. They've already been offered asylum. They've been offered all kinds of things by the Mexican government. They've turned it down. In the meantime, families, women, and children who have fled our countries continue to suffer. The civil society of Tijuana continue to be forced to confront the humanitarian crisis, a refugee crisis caused in part by decades of U.S. intervention. And well, I don't know. Did we do this one? Did we drive them up? We're the one that created the crime? We're the ones that created the corrupt government down there? Are we serious? Second letter came from a group of about 50 migrants, including about 15 who participated in a hunger strike. There wasn't a hunger strike. They hated the food. Right? They were showing the food to go, look what they're feeding us. You got food. In the Old Testament, the Jews got manna. Do you know what manna is? It's basically bland pita bread. And they were happy to have that. That's right. I walked to school uphill both ways in the snow with holes in my shoes. I was happy to have shoes. I'm just kidding. We all heard that one, right? The nonprofit Pueblo Sin Fronteras helped organize the delivery of the second letter. Representatives from the second group met with the Mexican immigration officials in Tijuana. The migrants asked Mexican officials to stop working with the municipal police in deporting Caravan members. Right? Please don't carry out the law, or else. Or else what? You're going to keep crapping and peeing in the streets and leaving your mess all over around the place? Oh, my God. A lot of people leaving because there's no solution here, he said. We thought they would let us in, but Trump sent the military instead of social workers. Oh, my God. What makes them think of right, they have a right just to come in? See, we don't... The asylum doesn't happen because you have no money. That doesn't work that way. Two groups from one were unaware of each other's demands, but both said their messages were well received by staff at the U.S. consulate. Sure. Oh, thanks for the letter. We'll use that to light the fireplace. I mean, we'll send it on later. They gave us a warm welcome, Castillo said. They were very kind. She said that she'd sent the letter to the recipients, the letter asking for a speedier U.S. asylum process. Now, it was addressed to President Trump and Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. You know, again, the mere fact that they have the guts to walk in and expect that they're going to either get money or get asylum. Matter of fact, here's the problem. We'll spend that much on each and every one of them if we let them in. So what's the downside for us to send them home? Oh, I know. The people on the left will say you won't have anybody to do the work they do. What do you mean, like clean your toilets, clean your house? Because, you know, that's most of you. Nancy Pelosi, somebody said, what, she got three or four Hispanic maids? Not to mention the gardeners and so on and so forth. Come on. That's like, how stupid do we have to get with this stuff? Okay. Got a bunch of good stories. I'm just trying to decide which one is the best. I want to save that one for Xander. That's great. We have one. I got a story about the Church of England. It's going to have a liturgical ceremony.
Liturgical.
That's it. To affirm transgenders. All right, let me try this again. They're going to have a ceremony that affirms transgenders' new names and their sexes. Now, I noticed that it's the Church of England and not the Church of God, so I don't know how that's going to work out. And they've decided it's intolerant to allow transgenders to go through life without some kind of affirmation. But they can't find scripture for it. Right? Now, as reported by the Daily Caller, the church's guidelines published Tuesday encourage clergy to recognize a person's gender transition in a special ceremony. Now, the thing I don't like about this, or the thing I find interesting, see, they're going to rebaptize people in their new sex. I don't find that in the Bible. Think about it. I don't, because they say they're doing it all by the word of God, but where is that? If thou shalt change thy sex in the middle of thy life, you could be rebaptized. Where is that? What you're saying is what God designed was imperfect and bad and wrong. Right? What you're saying is what God said he designed and he made male and female, he was wrong. I always love this stuff. I always find this so amusing. I've been reading more and more stories about people who are saying, you know, God did it this way, but that doesn't work for us, so we have to do it that way. We've done the stories here. It's always an amazement to me. You know better than the creator of the universe. You know better than the and look, even if you don't believe in God, even if you believe in the Big Bang and all that fun stuff that, you know, I like to have fun with, is there not a natural order to things? Notice I didn't say traditional, biblical, or scriptural. Is there not a natural order to things? Because if there isn't, then what you're saying is everything is just a chaotic mess and just deal with it. And here the church who's stepping in and they're supposed to back everything they do up with scripture, they openly admit that they can't do it. But they want them to feel welcome and included. Well, God never says to exclude a transgender person or exclude anybody in the LGBTQ community. We're supposed to love everybody. Not accept everything that everybody does. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Write it down, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to talk about the deep state showing itself big time out of Utah. We'll be back in a few minutes.